So what's the biggest gap you've ever had? Can I ask?
Yeah. 17 years.
Oh, that's okay.
He was younger than me, though.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
Ach, you know what? It depends what age you start the relationship. I think what you're saying is valid. I think if you're like 30 and 50, I just think you're at a different life stage than if you're 16.
And what about 30 and 75?
No, that's what I'm... Yeah, I understand that. Mm. But you're still an adult.
Sure.
You know, look, I think that's a very big age gap. And I also think that by the time, you know, you're 50, that partner is going to be on a Zimmer frame or dead. So...
Anyway, maybe not. We'll put it out there. We can have discussions around that. But let's look at some of the trending stories today.
Yeah, okay. So this morning I saw Prince Mashile, the political analyst, was trending on Twitter. So I was curious to see why. And I went and I found all the clips. He was on Newsroom Africa last night with JJ Chabani. So let's listen to this clip that was online.
So, but you see, South Africans are holding on to this ANC thing. And people can see that this thing, it's not working. Yeah. It has now reached a dead end. All we do, what do? Is to cry and say, maybe the president will do something. Yeah. Here's the thing. The ANC is a party rotten to the core.
Sure.
With a rotten culture. If you look at the leadership, you cannot be inspired. Just look at the mix of the National Executive Committee and you ask yourself, would you be happy to entrust the future of your children in the hands of those people?
Just pause there.
Certainly not my children.
Yeah. But Joe, let me just ask Joe. But Joe, you agree with Prince? 100%. I agree with Prince.
Yeah.
They're rotten to the core.
Yeah.
Cyril Ramaphosa is probably, him and Tito, and I know he took out Tito as well, but Cyril and Tito are probably the only two I can really, really potentially, maybe, at a long, long stretch, put my kids' faith in.
And he also said a bit just before that, he said, these are leaders are old. They can't cross the finishing line. You know, so.
Yeah, I don't know if age has got to do with crossing the finish line, but I think
sure
leadership qualities and intent and a backbone might get you over the line no matter how old you are. I'm just getting being a bit ageist, but.
No, I agree. And I mean, I'm older, so I don't think that age is not a valuable thing in leadership. I think the problem is a lot of them they're not that many younger leaders. So I think you have to have a mix.
And that poses another question. Why are there no younger leaders? Because people are disillusioned by politics as it currently exists.
And I think if one looks at the polls, my suspicion is that a lot of the ANC vote is over 60 at the moment, you know, from the population.
Yeah.
And that the younger people don't necessarily know who else to vote for, but they're not, they may, let's see what happens. I mean, we know the history of the ANC is so entrenched in the vote for
yes,
freedom.
It is.
That people struggle. I've spoken to young people who say if they had to not vote for the ANC, their family would disown them.
But think about it.
So it's a difficult one.
While they were looting this country for how long, right? Gwede Mantashe was right up there. Gwede Mantashe was making excuses for Jacob Zuma. Let's not even talk about the deputy president, Bang Bang Mabuza, and ask yourself why they call him Bang Bang. If you look at some of the questions around the deputy president, for example, Cyril's put a compromised cabinet in place. What does that mean about how he feels about you, your children, and your future? And I would disagree with Clem Santer on this one. I don't think that Cyril has a backbone. Some people, and Melanie Furvut tells us that, you know, he's a strategist and he does things in the back. And that's true, 100% true. But we're facing the edge of the cliff that Moletsi Mbeki was talking about, the singing and the dancing your way to the edge of the cliff. And that edge of the cliff is a downgrade.
Absolutely.
So where I don't see the policy certainty, I don't see anything that takes us in the right direction.
I mean, I just want to say that when a company is failing and you put a new CEO in, it does take more than a year to actually try and right that ship.
Yeah.
So I'm not, I mean, I think people who say, oh my gosh, he's doing nothing. I think give him the time, but at the same time, while the rot still exists in certain elements within the party, how do you ever fix that if you're constantly having to allow them the space? So
and is Malagapuru Mokgoba the right person to actually be chairing Eskom? You know, it's once again, it's this inner circle nonsense. And let's please not pretend that the ANC is the only one doing it. The Democratic Alliance also deploys their well-known, trusted lieutenants in government. And are they the best for the job? And I think the answer to that is no, not necessarily.
What you do, keep your trusted people close. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the next one, which is, it's a story that's been sort of trending around the wires for a few days, and that is claims that a Christian school in Kentucky in America has been accused of expelling one of their students, a 15-year-old girl who was at her own birthday party at a restaurant with her family, and she celebrated it, and they brought a rainbow cake to the table, and she was wearing a multicolored sort of rainbow sweater. This was posted by her mom on Facebook, and then it was sent, we think, to the school, and they've expelled her.
They saw it online, I think.
Well, it was on Facebook. I mean, obviously somebody alerted the school, but in any case, however that happened, the school then suspended her, expelled her, and the mother's obviously very unhappy about it, and she's saying whether that's true or not is irrelevant. She said her daughter isn't actually part of the LGBTQ community as such, although she loves everyone. And so it's not clear whether or not she identifies as gay or not, but that's irrelevant.
Who cares?
No, exactly. Her mother was saying that. It's irrelevant. The point is she can do whatever she
likes.
But
it's a Christian school.
The Christian school is saying that, you know, parents enroll their children into their school. And this was the quote from the principal saying, "We ask the students to adhere to a lifestyle informed by our Christian beliefs. And she needs to find a learning environment that is right for her." So I just thought we'd put it out there. I mean, it has been trending that somehow wearing a rainbow sweater and having a rainbow colored cake gets you expelled from school. I find that
I could tell them where to put the institution,
no,
but anyway.
Absolutely insane. And then finally, a story that has gone viral is about how wombats, which are marsupials native to Australia,
Australia.
That they have been herding other species of animals into their burrows to save them from the Australian bushfires. Oh, how cute. Everyone's looking for a happy story. And I mean, it is rather a cute story because they are fluffy, cute looking things. The truth has now come out. The wombats are not herding them into their burrows. That in fact, from all through all time, other animals have used wombat burrows as shelter. On occasion, they did studies in 2015, lots of studies, that in fact they have a complicated system of burrows that is a safe place, it is much cooler than above ground, and that animals have always done that. So let's just call them accidental heroes, because they are actually being...
providers of vacant real estate.
Correct. I think it's actually very sweet. And so they actually have had cameras outside burrows in studies, and multiple species, from butterflies to kangaroos, have gone into these burrows because they're huge and they're extensive and they're multi-leveled. And then I thought, just a fun fact on the wombats that we now love is that their poop is cube-shaped. Did you know that?
Cube-shaped?
Yes, it's little cubes.
What color is it?
Brown.
Thinking of what I can do with a couple of people I don't like.
Pooping out
put some of it. Put it. You know, you get the cube shaped sugar.
Yes, that's what their poop looks like. Just brown.
Thank you very much. Have a good one. That is Barbara Friedman. Barbara Friedman there with some of those trending stories online. So looking forward to hearing from you this morning on 021-446. 0567 or WhatsApp 072-567-1567.